live at CSUN 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Tim here from IRTI to talk about two new exciting products as well as an update to something that a good friend of mine raved about if you're in the market or have a need for the creation of DAISY software. So Tim, let's start. First of all, you have some new set-top accessible box, and that I want to start with because there's a lot of interest in that.
Absolutely. It's we call it Eclipse Media Center or Media Server. It's a standalone set-top box that has a built-in audio CD player, DVD player, and internet radio. It's all controlled through a remote control. Just a beautiful little system. Like I said, completely accessible.
Okay, I'm going to start with the internet radio. So this, you have pre-programmed stations in here? You said presets, or how does that facet of it work?
We've got, what is it, over 260 pre-loaded radio stations. We've got about 40 genres, and it also has the ability, if you attach a keyboard to it, to actually load your own radio stations.
Wow, and so this is all accessible as far as the menu. How do you navigate between the genres or different cities or locations, or what can you do there?
All done through the remote, or it can come with a USB attached keypad. It's all done through keys, and it's all self-voicing.
Okay, what voice does that use?
It's currently using Neo Kate or Neo Paul, and that's configurable by the end user. It can actually utilize any standard SAPI 5 compliant speech engine.
Okay, so let's talk about the DVD, because that's a big issue, is navigating the menus of DVDs to find that hidden content. So let's talk about the DVD navigation.
Absolutely. The way it works initially is you stick the DVD in, you hit the load key. Behind the scenes, it seeks out the play hotspot. It'll trip the play hotspot and begin playing the movie straight away. If you want to go poking around in the menu system, from the DVD player's menu itself, you can select DVD navigation, and that will actually access and expose the DVD's menu system. Now, the one thing that we can't do, and I just tell people straight away, we can tell you how many menu items, we can tell you the sequence of menu items, but because remember, on a DVD, the title of the menu item doesn't exist. It's a video clip. We can't actually tell you the words behind it, but you can go poking around. You can go to item 5 of 10 and go, oh, those are the outtakes. And I remember, I'll go back there, you know. We can go to item 3 of 7, and it's the interviews and whatnot.
Right, so it is, in all practical sense, they're pretty much full accessibility.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we give you as much as there is to give.
So now this set-top box has a physical DVD player built into it, and the radio, it's all one piece,
correct,
right?
Yep, absolutely.
And what was the third module? There was something else.
CD audio player.
Okay.
And it's very cool. The CD audio player does the kind of the DJ thing. If there are what they call ID3 tags, you know, literally the track label, if the CD has track labels, it will announce the name as it's moving through them, as it's playing. So it'll go, Free Falling, you know, on a Tom Petty album, and then it'll start playing it. And then as it moves to the next one, it'll announce the title, and then it'll play the title.
Wow, this sounds like a pretty cool product. Anything else there before I get to the big question?
I think that it's fully self-contained. You can hook up a keyboard to it if you need to. You can hook up a monitor to it if you need to. You can hook it up to your TV. You can hook it up to a stereo system.
Now, there's not a TV tuner, right?
Not a TV tuner, but it does have the outs for hooking it to the TV. As a display device.
I was going to ask, which kind of inputs or outputs does this device have?
It's basically a fully self-contained computer motherboard. It's all the VGA, SVGA, line, headphone, mic, you know, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
USB.
And the big question, what is the cost of the Eclipse Media Center?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I think, okay, and if you want to know,
yeah,
for
ballpark,
sure.
Ballpark.
If you want to know, come by and see us. I think it's under $1,000.
Okay.
Fully self-contained, the whole bit, the hardware device and everything.
All right. And then what? There were two other things we wanted to talk about.
We've got our standalone scan and read system.
Okay.
Now, what that is it's a hardware device. It's got a built-in flat-top scanner. It's got a built-in DVD, CD drive. The whole thing is run from about, what is it about? I'm looking at it here, probably 8 or 9 or 10 buttons. Very, very easy to use. Very simple. Fully self-contained. It scans, it reads, it navigates. It loads e-text, reads, and navigates. It too has the DVD player built into it, the CD audio player built into it, and the internet radio built into it.
Okay, and the cost?
That one's $19.95, which is actually quite a good deal given, you know, the average price of a standalone scan and read only system. Now keep in mind, now this is standalone scan and read and the DVD player and the CD audio player and the internet radio.
Wow, it's all in one.
All in one unit.
One
very brilliant.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, now I was asked to ask you about the latest Eclipse Writer. This is a tool for authoring DAISY books, and it was explained to me that it was very, very user friendly. So talk about your latest release.
Absolutely. We continue to improve the product. You know, obviously the ongoing challenge and goal is to create feature robustness and continue to keep it easy to use, which sometimes is quite the challenge, quite the trick. Latest version, absolutely a brilliant release. We've done performance tuning on it. We've got the latest, greatest Abbey Fine Readers OCR engine in it. We've added some book building features where you can actually utilize different reading voices to liven it up, to preset. We've added scan and read. Again, it's always had a fully functional talking word processor with find, repeat, find and replace, replace all, spell check, spell word. Very, very powerful tool. And literally, we added a version back. We added Save as DAISY, which basically, a couple of versions ago, actually, on one button, it does intelligent analysis against available structure. It'll glean out any structure that's there to work with. It'll make decisions about where heading should be, what heading levels they should be. It will validate according to DAISY specification and correct problem areas. It will identify pages. It will create a DAISY book, and all of that comes from hitting one key and answering two or three questions. Bang, you've got a DAISY book.
Very cool stuff. And what is the price for the Eclipse Writer?
I'll tell you the one that I always remember. I'm not part of sales. I'm one of the software engineers.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
So I remember a few of the prices. The worst case scenario, Eclipseware Professional Bundle is 6 pieces of software. You get Eclipse Writer Professional. You get the deployment engine for web distribution. You get the Eclipse Reader playback tool. You get 2 high-end speech engines and the Abbey Fine Reader OCR engine and all 6 pieces of software, $595.
Okay, not bad for all that technology.
Not bad for all that technology.
Right, especially people wanting to author DAISY books, because that can get kind of involved, especially a standard like DAISY that has a little bit of variance in the way that they're created.
Can be very complicated, absolutely spot on. Can be very complicated, and again, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is hiding all of the DAISY minutiae from the end user, but allowing them the flexibility to create and recreate a DAISY compilation in any fashion that they want.
Well, very good. So why don't you give a website and contact information, Tim, for folks who'd like to pursue any of these 3 products?
Absolutely. Website is www.irti.net. Phone number, 530-274-2090. 800 number is 800-322. And I can't remember the numbers. It's Excellent.
Oh, IRTI.
4784. It's
IRTI.
It's
IRTI.
Yeah, it's like, I can't remember the numbers. Yeah, 4784. 1-800-322-4784.
All right, very good. Well, Tim, thanks a lot for sharing these great products that you're selling at IRTI. I'm sure many people will be interested in the internet radio and DVD and all that cool stuff, and as well as some of your other products here. So check it out, folks.
Well, thank you so much.
IRTI.net, live at CSUN 2010 for SAMNet Radio and the SarahTalk.com blog and podcast. This is Michael Loft.